This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge Thursday to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's effort to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control on the city. Biden signed a memorandum allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing here in the United States to live and work in the country for 18 months, a move likely to further inflame the already tense relations between Washington and Beijing. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested at least 100 opposition politicians, activists, and demonstrators. Changes have also been made to Hong Kong's election laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and give a largely pro-Beijing committee the leeway to nominate lawmakers aligned with the mainland government. Iran's new ultra-conservative president, Ebrahim Raisi, has taken his oath of office with a promise to pursue diplomacy to secure the lifting of U.S. sanctions, drawing a cautious response from Washington. Raisi was sworn in at the Iranian parliament in the ceremony Thursday, 2 days after his term officially began with the endorsement of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In his speech to parliament, Raisi said sanctions against Iran must be lifted and Tehran will support any diplomatic plan that achieves the goal. Iran has retaliated for the U.S. sanctions since 2019 by exceeding the limits imposed on its nuclear activities by a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.